from the "Hey, I know that guy on the radio" department. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Have you ever been getting dressed in the morning or driving around and heard someone you actually knew on the radio? I'm not talking about those of you who know me and are hearing me now. No, real syndicated radio. Well, this happened to me not long ago. In fact, it was March 17th when our own Brian Lusk, who is a manager in communications, was on Marketplace. Marketplace is a show by American Public Media and airs across the country on National Public Radio. Check your local listings for details. I always wanted to say that. Anyway, I had that, "Hey, I know that guy on the radio" moment. They were doing a show called Meet Up, Tweet Up, Post, Comment, Sell. And it was about emerging and interactive media. And since Southwest is a major player in this space with our Nuts About Southwest blog and now our Swalife interactive site for our employees, Brian was asked for a comment. The nice people at Marketplace agreed to let me replay this, so here it is.
Okay, so here's a completely random but also somehow completely stunning internet statistic. The research firm Hitwise reported today that 14% of all internet visits last week went to just two sites. Google.com, of course, was one of them. Facebook.com was the other one. And it actually had more hits than Google did. So you know what that means, right? It's going to be even harder to keep up with your Facebook page now, to say nothing of your Twitter feed, your LinkedIn account, and all the rest of them. But if you somehow think you're having social media management issues, consider for a second the internet plight of big companies, desperately trying to stay connected to their customers whose main mode of communication is fast becoming social networking. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
At a Starbucks inside the Empire State Building, about a dozen people are seated at a table, sipping coffee and hunched over their smartphones. This is what's known as a tweet-up, a get-together set up on social networking site Twitter, in this case by Ford Motor Company. Ford truck owner Jack Monson came to the tweet-up. He's deep in conversation with the other people at the table, but nobody's actually talking.
Actually, we're sitting at the table, and I'm already in touch with them over Twitter. We've already shared a few photos of when some of the folks were speaking at the table and retweeted those photos, and we're actually talking about what the other folks at the table are talking about right now.
If that just blew your mind, don't worry. Most of corporate America has no idea what to make of it either. But more and more consumers are going to tweet-ups and Facebook pages and blogs to learn about products, so companies are scrambling to adjust, says Sam Ford. He researches social media at MIT.
Corporate America really hasn't completely caught on to how to deal with that yet. You're telling your story directly to the customer now. That changes the game completely.
On sites like Facebook and Twitter, companies have to respond to their customers directly and immediately. They also have to keep people interested with things like coupons or videos. If they succeed, the payoff can be big.
Okay, we're driving the Ford Fiesta around the country.
Ford recently launched a social networking campaign around the new Fiesta, which goes on sale later this year. Ford loaned Fiestas to young people all over the country and sent them out on adventures. Ford had them blog, shoot video, and post Twitter and Facebook updates.
We're going to tweet clues about what different cities we're in, and the first two people to find us, we're going to take them out to dinner.
The result? Thousands of Fiestas have been pre-ordered sight unseen, and the car has better brand recognition than some Ford models that have been around for years. Scott Monty is the head of new media at Ford. He says it took a while to get the company up to speed. When he first asked Ford's CEO if he'd answer some questions on Twitter,
his immediate response was, "Sure. What's Twitter?"
But Monty says with successes like the Fiesta campaign, everybody's interested in social media now.
Suddenly, people internally are really excited about it and see the possibilities. You know, we no longer have to educate and convince.
That's true at a lot of companies. And consultant Shell Holt says people with social media expertise are in demand.
If you look at position descriptions for companies that are hiring in their communications department, their marketing departments, they're all looking for social skills.
Or teaching them.
It's like my head is spinning because, I mean, I didn't even know what a blog was 5 years ago.
Brian Lusk manages communications at Southwest Airlines. He's worked there for 15 years. Lusk says social media requires transparency, which can be awkward. When filmmaker Kevin Smith was kicked off of a Southwest flight because he was considered too big for one seat, Southwest got hammered on Facebook, Twitter, and its own blog.
I think it shows this is a company that's gutsy enough to post these negative comments. So they're going to treat me right because they're not going to hide behind corporate speak.
Ford's Scott Monty says companies are still trying to deal with being so exposed, and they'll make mistakes. But the effort is crucial.
Well, we subscribe to the Woody Allen theory of social media. 90% of social media is just showing up.
But Monty jokes the other 10% is half the battle. If companies are smart with social media, they can build new types of relationships with consumers. And if they get it wrong, it's going to be all over Facebook. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The Southwest Airlines Facebook page has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.